Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, hour three, live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? Did you like, love? Well, I mean, I got to hear from you. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. I want to know, you premium subscribers know your private email address to me. I have to know what you thought about hour one of the broadcast today with Mr. Alan Gottlieb. That was an exceptional hour for a lot of different reasons. But let me put it this way. When Alan's optimistic, you're optimistic, okay? That was just absolutely huge. Alan is a pragmatist. He knows what's going on. And he's also pessimistic when he needs to be, and he's optimistic when he needs to be. But I have never heard him that optimistic before, ever. Before I go to my guest, my longtime contributor, Washington, D.C. analyst, Neil McCabe, let me make Sean's microphone live. I know, Sean, you're working behind the scenes. I know you got a ton going on. Can you jump on the mic with me live? I'll put you on the spot. Can you jump in here with me real quick?
I'm on the spot.
You're on the spot. How you doing, brother?
I do very well. How about yourself?
I do very well, too. Let me thank you on behalf of all my premium subscribers who have gone back behind the curtain and listened to that two-hour conversation I put up of you and I yesterday. Wow, the emails I'm getting are off the hook, Sean.
I'm sure they are.
That was a deep two-hour conversation that we took all the way back to the beginning, because you and I have been doing this now almost 12 solid years. We begin our 12th year together April 27th. Can you believe it?
Yeah, you know, like we were talking yesterday, it doesn't seem like it's been that long. It doesn't seem like I've been in radio that long, let alone doing this show. I mean, this is the longest running show I've been involved with.
What's interesting is when I first started doing the program with you, we've never missed a beat. You and I have been working together on this show as a team. It's been you and I. It's been the two of us from day one. And what I thought was interesting, and we'll get to Neil in just a second, is the fact that when you started in radio, you've been with me now longer than when you were giving me advice, because you had been doing this longer than me. We've been together now twice as long in that capacity. That's incredible. 09, we started. It's now 2020. So thanks for going behind the scenes with me, Sean, and giving my premium subscribers a two-hour taste of what it was like, because we give them some really good information. And I'm looking forward to continuing the conversation. So let me say thanks, okay?
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for all your service on the airwaves and being a good broadcaster. A little dangerous sometimes, but we can work with that.
Well, that's okay. You know, you're there to keep me in check. If you want to hear what I'm talking about, you can join the premium side for $7.95 a month and listen to some great content. This hour of the radio show is also being recorded. We're going to put it up on video. You're only going to be able to hear my side because we're working on the mix minus. But it's a work in progress. A lot of great things coming to Armed American Radio as we progress over the course of the next days, weeks, months, and years ahead. Sean, how about we go ahead and make Neil McCabe's mic live? Can we do that?
Yes, sir.
Neil McCabe, how the heck are you, my friend? This is the second time I get to welcome you back in these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. I can't say as my new contributor, because you've been with us for so long, but you're kind of my new contributor. How are you, Neil? Welcome in.
I am pumped and jacked about this show tonight.
Well, we've got a lot to cover.
I thought Alan was amazing in the first hour.
Right.
And it was actually, you know, we were going over the different the gun broker guns. It was just fun to have the back and forth as you sort of gave your like little reviews of each gun. This is how I feel about that gun. Oh, what's the next one? That was pretty interesting too.
We do that with Patricia every month now, and see, this is something that you were unaware of, but we go over the bestsellers every month, and those were two fun groups. Because everybody's got one of those guns, and the fact that you can pick them up on Gun Brokers, huge. Neil, you mentioned...
Wait, hold on. Before we go on, what rank, again, is that Army issue 911?
What rank? What was it? The Colt model?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Top five, right?
Oh, yeah. It was in the top five. I think it was number three, yes.
That's stunning to me that weapon went out of service, like when under President Reagan, and it's like people just, I qualified on that when I was at Coast Guard boot camp.
Well, you know, that is the quintessential handgun. Neil, I know you know this, but that is the quintessential American handgun. I don't think any gun safe is complete without one. Would I be right in my assessment there?
Oh, absolutely. And it's just, you know, and I remember just the different, you know, the bread is fine, and I understand why, you know, we had a joint, you know, everyone in NATO was using the Beretta and everything. But you could really feel the difference going from one to the other. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now people treat that, you know, that Beretta 911, they think that that's a fair, you know, if you don't know, if you never held the Colt, you think, wow, that's a pretty heavy gun, a solid gun. But it's like there's a solidness to that old 1911 Colt. But anyway, that's not why I know that's not why you've called me on. But
I'm glad to talk about it with you. Love to talk about it with you because it is in fact the quintessential American handgun. Every safe should have one of those. The pointability of that is unmatched. With all the technology today, that is the gun that feels like a gun, and that's the gun we think about when we think about a gun, quite frankly. So, yeah, well done, man. Well done. That Colt is one. And, of course, all the variants of it, all the copycats of it, any one of them, they're all great, the government models. Neil, you heard, and this is huge. Let me start with this. You came back from CPAC today, correct? Didn't you just get home?
Yes, I was there. I was there for the Saturday program. Of course, the president spoke at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then I was there for sort of like these sort of after meetings. But I just got in from CPAC today. Yes.
Okay. So you've got you're a wealth of information. You make my job so much easier in this hour. I don't have to work that hard. I've got a bunch of notes for you. But I figured you were on the train when we were talking with Alan Gottlieb, and I shot you a text during the break. And I said, can you make sure that you hear that hour? You were able to hear the hour with Alan, correct?
Absolutely. It was brilliant.
Let's start there, because you know Alan. You've known him for a long time. Alan, when he needs to be pessimistic, he will stop at nothing to tell me, hey, Mark, squash it a little bit. Here's what you need to know. He's good at doing that. I did not catch that from Alan today. I heard a different Gottlieb today after he was talking about meeting with Lara Trump and with John McLaughlin. Now, do you know both of them? Have you interviewed both of them? Have you spoken to both of them?
I've shaken hands, and Lara Trump pretended that she knew me, and I'm familiar with McLaughlin's polls, of course, but I've never worked with him.
What did you think about the internal polling that he was doing that obviously had Alan Gottlieb extremely excited?
I think the first thing that jumped out at me was the fact that they are expanding the map, and they have 19 battleground states. Now, if you remember in 2016, when the new team took over of Bannon and Kellyanne Conway, those guys, I remember when Kellyanne Conway announced the Trump campaign is targeting 6 battleground states, Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin. They were laughing at her.
Yeah,
laughing at her. And all 6 fell. And of course, the president topped, you know, got over 300 electoral votes. The idea that they have 19 battleground states is very significant because, like he was saying, you know, that they feel that Arizona and Nevada are in play. Even if Arizona and Nevada, let's take a state like Nevada, if Trump loses Nevada, if you're forcing the Democrats to defend Nevada, that means those resources aren't going somewhere else. Same thing with, like, you know, I didn't hear him talk about it, but I absolutely am convinced, because I was there covering the New Hampshire primary for 3 days for One America, that New Hampshire is in play. And if you can force the Democrats to fight for 4 electoral votes in New Hampshire, that means they can't put those resources into something else. I absolutely believe that Minnesota was in play. Trump barely lost Minnesota. And if you notice, in the trade deal that that was, you know, the new trade deal, the AFTA-NAFTA trade deal with Mexico and Canada,
right.
A big part of that deal was dairy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was huge. Listen, we're getting ready to take a break, Neil.
That was all about Minnesota, friend.
Let me stop you right there. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, there is also breaking news right now during the program. Pete Buttigieg is out.
Mayor Pete is out. Let's talk about that. When we come back, let's go there
because that's going to change the dynamic now. And I'm watching it on the monitor. Sanders 25, Warren 17. In Massachusetts, Buttigieg 14. He's out. Bloomberg 13. I want to talk about that and Bloomberg with Neil McCabe, Washington, D.C. analyst, when we come back here on Armed American Radio in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We'll be right back.
It's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
I love the Desperado Sport Fish crew. Joe and the gang, baby, in Virginia Beach. You got to love those guys, and I love the rejoins. Thanks for that, Desperado crew. We appreciate it very much. Back inside the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios, let's go right smack back to Mr. Neil McCabe. Bring that hot microphone live on the Washington, D.C. Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Neil McCabe hotline. Neil, Sean and I were talking during the break, and you were not privy to that. So let me give you a little bit of insight into what we were saying. When we take into consideration everything that I tell you now, against the backdrop of what Mr. Gottlieb was telling us in the first segment, relative to the polling that they're seeing, the size and scope of the machine now that the Trump organization is in control of, and how far bigger it is and more massive and well-oiled, as Alan referred to, than it was back in 2016. Of course, now he's the president, the incumbent, tons of money behind him, and these floundering socialists out there. With Buttigieg out, it would appear, and this is what Trump is tweeting as we're speaking right now, he just did about an hour ago, I guess, that with Buttigieg out of the race, we're now seeing the Democrat machine begin the process of eliminating Bernie Sanders like they did back in the previous election against Hillary Clinton. What do you think that's all about, and could that be? Is that a play that they want to make, and do they think they can be successful with that?
Well, I think it's very significant that Congressman Clyburn from South Carolina, who is he's the Democratic whip, so he's number three in the House leadership under Nancy Pelosi, and it's like he is the most senior African American in the United States Congress, and frankly, in both houses. He's a very influential man. And in South Carolina, he is as close as the African Americans there have to a sort of political godfather who can sort of tell them, hey, gang, this is where we're going to go. And it really reminds me of old school sort of Boston Irish Catholic politics, where you had a James Michael Curley who would basically decide, all right, we're backing him. And then all the Irish Catholics would just back him. And that's right. What Clyburn recognized, that Biden was on the ropes. He said in interviews that he was very concerned that Bernie Sanders was going to be a George McGovern-type candidate for the Democratic Party. And the problem that you have is that as the Democratic leadership or the establishment winnows the field and forces everyone to go with Biden against Sanders, what you have with Joe Biden is a guy who may not have the mental capacity mm-hmm. to be president of the United States, because he has obvious problems with his circuitry. Now, there are times when President Trump misspeaks. Everyone misspeaks. And there are times when he's been poorly briefed or overbriefed. I'm old enough to remember when President Ronald Reagan was overbriefed or underbriefed, right. And sometimes it didn't come out right. But that is a function of briefing. There is no way President Donald Trump does not understand what was going on. When you see President Donald Trump holding two-hour press conferences mm-hmm. with the international press in Europe, this is not a man who is having trouble with his mental faculties. He is sharp and he is engaged. Joe Biden is not sharp. He is not engaged. And in fact, it's a little sad to watch how the Democrats are sort of pushing him forward, and he just doesn't belong there.
All right. Well, then I can hear, while you were speaking, Sean jumped in my ear and he said, see, because that's part of what we discussed during the break. Let me throw this at you. I know Sean wants to ask this question. Sean, I'm going to ask it on your behalf. It came up during our off-air conversation. Sean was shocked that Biden was able to carry the black vote in South Carolina. Does that surprise you?
Oh, not at all. I mean,
why? Because, tell us why.
You know, Clyburn threw the switch, and they did it. And remember, the black population, obviously, there are white Democrats all over the country who are reelected constantly because they have black votes, because they just because it's so dominant for the Democratic Party. But the South Carolina African Americans are very country, very conservative. These are not progressive people, and they are frankly frightened by Sanders. They like Biden.
What are they frightened of Sanders for? He's promising free everything, which would seem to be the orgasmic Democrat wish list over all these years that Obama just quite didn't get to but alluded to. And Biden, or not, excuse me, not Biden, but Sanders seems to be throwing it all out there.
It is a classic misperception about what black Americans want or what any group of people want. Because if someone is disadvantaged, if someone is poor in this country, right, they never say, hey, give me some free food. They say, give me a job. Give me a shot. Don't pass a law that's going to close my factory. Don't create some tax law that means that we can move that factory to Mexico. People want to earn on their own. People want to own their own small business. This is what Clyburn was talking about. He was saying that, you know, Bernie Sanders says free everything. He was saying, my people don't want a handout. We are capable. We are intelligent. We are hardworking. We are honest people who don't want you to just give it to us. We just want to earn it. We want to earn it. We like working. You see, this is what the left doesn't understand. People actually want to work, right? Bakers like to bake. Carpenters like to carpen. Plumbers love to plumb, right? If people are auto mechanics because they like being auto mechanics, you said to an auto mechanic, hey, listen, what if you stop working on cars and we'll just give you a free house and some food stamps and some walking around money? He'd say, yeah. I like working on cars, right? That's what the left doesn't understand. Your job is your passion.
It's also it's who you are. And you just hit the nail on the head, and I kind of went out on a limb. I knew what you were going to say. At least I was about 90% there. But that's the American dream. The American dream is not a handout. Everybody wants to succeed in America. And I think the Democrats are that's a misstep. Sanders is going way overboard. And Trump is capitalizing on that. Any idea what do you want to take a stab at what you think Trump the percentage that Trump is going to get relative to the black vote? It's going to be higher than any Republican in history. I'll go out on a limb and say that. Would I be right?
Yeah, let me say this. One, a lot
seconds.
Of people. Well, let me just say this then. Trump is going to, in 2012, Obama got 95% of 66% turnout. Trump is going to get more than 5%. He'll get 10, especially among African-American men who had twice the amount of turnout for Trump than the African-American women in 2016.
That's absolutely huge. And Sean, that's going to change. That's a shift. That's a paradigm shift. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Neil McCabe. We're going to take it to guns. What does all this have to do with our gun rights? It has everything to do with our gun rights, because that's the party that wants to take our guns. We'll dig into that with Neil and a whole bunch more right after this. Don't go away. You're live in the CrossFit Holster Studios.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self-Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick.
All right, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. Third hour, segment three coming up already with the great Neil McKay. My time is flying. Neil, welcome back inside. I could continue this conversation with you for hours and hours and hours. I might even keep you up later this evening just because. But I got to go back to one more thing that, again, that Sean and I were talking about during the break relative to this entire thing in play and,
sure.
And Alan, his optimism here. One of the things that he pointed out was the optimism that the campaign, the Trump campaign, seemed to have working on its side, going into the inner cities, the urban environment, reaching out to minorities, but not calling them campaign offices, calling them community centers. And that reminded me a little bit of, I think, the playbook that they were taking from Obama. And it's working if you listen to what Alan said. I think this is going to play out. I don't have any idea what the numbers are going to look like. But they're working and heading in the right direction. Are they not in that respect?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, going back to 2012, you know, that was the first time in American history that African-American participation or turnout exceeded white turnout. So that 66% absolutely was the high water mark. And so that 95% of 66% turnout was provided Barack Obama with a margin of victory in seven states, right, which was equivalent to 117 electoral votes. And if Trump can cut into that, it really destroys the Democratic turnout model. And we saw that Hillary Clinton was unable to motivate the black voters when the Wednesday before the 2016 election, President Bill Clinton is meeting with black pastors in Detroit, Michigan. And I remember seeing that, and I may have even said this to you at the time during one of our counseling sessions, Mark, is that if the Hillary campaign doesn't have black pastors in Detroit, Michigan locked down, they are in serious trouble. And so who is going to motivate African-American voters on the Democratic side? I just don't see it. Obviously, there's a loyalty to Joe Biden, but I think people recognize that, you know, they're thanking Joe Biden for his service and obviously his service with Barack Obama. But when they have to choose between President Trump and right. someone else, people vote for their future. They don't vote. Voters never thank you. They're always looking for the future. And, you know, Winston Churchill wins World War II. The very next election, he's out on his ear. That happens over and over and over again.
Well, I think the politics of victimization are over is what I'm hearing from you. And that leads me to say this. That means the days of Al Sharpton being the individual that rallies the base or the days of Jesse Jackson rallying the base, I think, are done. And I think when you look at Trump's numbers in the African-American community, they're undeniable. That's got to play out in 2020. It's got to play out in November.
You know, Mark, I grew up outside the Boston area, and people don't believe me because I've lost.
I would have never known that because of the accent. Yeah.
But I will say this: that's the same dynamic at play. That the whining and the complaining of the Irish in America. Was a mainstay of American culture, but it's hard to complain when someone from your tribe has been elected president of the United States. And what happens is people just move on and say, hey, you got your president, now move on. And I think that now that Barack Obama was elected president and reelected president, you're going to see African Americans sort of become free agents now because there's no longer that same tribal sense because there was a validation because one of their own reached the highest office in the land. And another thing that, you know, you talk about, I just want to go back to Obama in 2012. The reason why the turnout was so huge for Obama among African-Americans and others, but particularly with African-Americans, is because they felt that their guy was not getting a shot. And it's like, and they felt that they needed to step up because their guy was not being treated fairly. I don't think there's anyone in America who believes that President Trump has been treated fairly, and people are going to come out of the woodwork who blew off 2016. You're going to see massive turnout in these Trump supporting areas because they feel like they impeached the guy less than a year before an election. It's like
Trump's going to be the first president that was impeached out of the four that's going to skate on that. I don't even think it's going to be a part of his legacy. He's going to get out of that. If anybody can get out of that, it's going to be Trump. The Democrats blew that card so bad, and we're seeing that play out right now. All right, we've only got, we got about 4 minutes in this segment. Sean, you said something in my ear. I want to bring you back in quickly. You said that you thought Neil's assessment was correct. You want to elaborate on that briefly before we turn the subject over?
Yeah, I do, because he's correct. You know, Barack Obama, all the things that he did, you have to understand, like Neil said, our guy, speaking of black folk, our guy got in and he didn't get a fair shake. And I think you're seeing the same thing with Trump. You know, Trump has been vilified. He's been called this. He's been called that. And you can't continue the same narrative that Democrats always say, well, white people are prejudiced or Trump is racist or this. Well, if that's the case, how did a black man become president twice? That's impossible.
Yeah, well, that's backfiring on them is what we're seeing. We're seeing that set up. Neil, I go back. That's a great point, Sean. Neil, I go back to Trump. What have you got to lose? And what you've got now are the highest employment figures across the board, virtually, that this country has ever seen under Trump's economy. Now, we're going to shift gears a little bit here in the next segment. Hysterical media. Now that we've talked about the politics. Oh, you know what, Neil, before we go to the break, who gets the nomination? You care to make a guess here? Does Sanders get the nomination? Or are the Democrats dumb enough? Either way, no matter who they put in, they're going to be dumb enough to do it. Are they dumb enough to go with Biden? Or is Sanders going to get the nomination?
They're going to rig it for Biden, and unfortunately, it's going to be a weekend at Bernie's for them.
Explain that.
He's incapable of being president of the United States. He's incapable of being a candidate. It's sad. It's terrible because it's not fair to him. But you know he's way past the back nine. You know, he walked past the clubhouse and is lost in the parking lot.
Then why are they doing it?
Well, they're afraid of Sanders, and also, you know, Sanders is going to blow up. It's not just going to blow up, you know, the political establishment, you know, with the rules and the regulations and the executive orders and how things are. It's like the people who want to work, you know, all these people who want to be Undersecretary of Defense, or they want to be, you know, director of some office in Health and Human Services. All of the hacks want Biden. Because if Sanders gets in there, it's going to be a whole new group of hacks. And so all of the hacks in Washington, D.C., all of the hacks that are in universities who are just sort of waiting for the next Democratic administration, they're not going to get a job in the Sanders administration, and they know it.
This is the fear from the establishment. Neil, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to pivot to guns, and I want to go back to what Alan Gottlieb said in hour one and get your perspective on this. Obviously, none of them in the clown posse on the left are friendly to our right to keep and bear arms. But what I'm hearing here is that the Democrat machine is smart enough to know they don't need Sanders. Why are they so stupid when it comes to running as a focal point of their campaign their desire to take the guns away from American civilians? And then I want to ask you again that uncomfortable question again this week. We'll be right back with Neil McCabe. Don't go away. We're in the Crosby Holster Studios with you.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
I get the question all the time. Every single week, I get the question, who is that band on that rejoiner with Dr. Sebastian Gorka? That is Greta Van Fleet, and the song is Black Smoke Rising. Or is that Black Smoke Rising? I might be wrong on that. It's Greta Van Fleet. There you go. Sean can kick that up a little bit. But that is such a great riff. Those kids proved to me that rock and roll is not dead. They're two brothers, three brothers in the band, and they're in their early 20s, 21, 22 years old, and they're like a reincarnation of Led Zeppelin, but they're wonderful. Can't wait for their other album to come out. They really do rock and roll. It's fun to listen to them. So thanks to Dr. Gorka for that, too. Let me give a quick shout to our sponsors in this third hour. Bursa. My next gun is the Bursa 380. I promise you I will tell you soon that I've gone to pick that up. Lead Slingers. You're going to hear some pretty cool stuff about Lead Slingers in the coming hours. I say hours. I'll say hours. You're going to hear me say some really cool stuff about Lead Slingers. Believe me, they're stepping up. DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment. Every time you take a sip of coffee, every bit of the profits that you choose goes to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. Mine goes to the Second Amendment Foundation. Crossbreed Holsters, come on. Go visit them on my website at armedamericanradio.com. Click on the partner link and get discounts on all their fine products. And not just them, others as well. You'll see them up on the site. Second Amendment Foundation, we need your help. SAF.org, gunbroker.com. It's free. All you have to do is go sign up, and you can take a look at everything that we talked about with Patricia Huff in the previous hour. Wow. North American Arms, we gave the gun away. And I don't have his name in front of me here. Did I write it down here? I'm not going to take a chance. Yeah, it was Hargrace. I think James. James Hargrace won. James, congratulations on that. You won that top break Ranger 2 gun. Awesome stuff. Sleep on a MyPillow. Support the Second Amendment. Rejoiners from GetSupply.com Every single time you shave, you support the Second Amendment. They love what we do here. You may have seen them on Shark Tank. They are crushing it since they were on Shark Tank, and they're great supporters of our program. Emerson Knives. We're hooking up with Emerson and GunBroker.com to do giveaways. I've got a meeting with their marketing folks tomorrow. We're going to have a great promotion set up for you coming up this week. Wow, fun stuff. And, of course, Car Arms. Armed American Radio's daily defense comes to you from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms, will be on this program with me next week. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to be a regular. If you missed him when I had him on shot, wow, you're in for a treat. He is passionate about supporting our right to bear arms. God bless him. I love him. You're going to hear him here next week on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in these Crossbreed Holster studios. Let's go back to Mr. Neil McCabe, our Washington, D.C. analyst. Neil, welcome back. So great to have you here, my brother. I got to bring you back later in the week. I'm so glad to have you back every weekend. Now, just not enough time. I have so many questions. Wow. All right, let's go back now. Let's pivot this conversation, Neil, over to what is it? I've got to ask you, I think I asked you this question last week. I'm going to ask it to you again. I'm probably going to ask it to you next week as well. As we go through this campaign, we see that the Democrats are smart enough, apparently, from what I'm hearing you say, to get rid of Bernie Sanders because they know he can't win. And it's sad that they're moving towards Biden. They really don't have anybody else. Everybody else is just another Bernie Sanders light. So Biden seems to be the mainstream pick, or at least the moderate, but he's not all there. His marbles are gone. That's evident. As much as I hate to say that, it is sad to watch. It's cringeworthy. Why are they stupid enough, if they're smart enough to do that, why are they stupid enough to make coming after my guns the centerpiece of their campaign when they've seen what it's done to the other candidates?
Well, I think one of the most lethal cocktails in American politics that that conservatives or Republicans just could not go up against is if you had a fairly liberal Democrat who is in favor of gun rights, he could not be beaten. And these guys, there were dozens of these guys in the House. They were in the Senate. Probably the most famous was John Dingell. And, and it was great because it was a beautiful political formula because they voted with the Democratic Party on all of the programs so that their move up the ladder, the leadership ladder, was not obstructed. They got their committees and everything else. But they couldn't be defeated because when they were hardcore defending gun rights, it was like silver bullet. They couldn't be beaten. But the left made the decision. It really started about 15 years ago, and it just sort of been spreading across the country. But now, for the left, that's not good enough. And you have people like Elizabeth Warren. You have people like AOC who are basically saying, we need you to be 100% on everything, including you must oppose gun rights. And frankly, if Bernie Sanders, who had, I'm not saying he had a great gun rights record, but for a Democrat, he did. And he's from Vermont and he understands these issues. And if Bernie Sanders would actually come out in one of these debates and start defending gun rights, you would have this combination of a socialist who defends the Second Amendment. That would be a devastating political combination that would be very difficult to defeat. Bernie Sanders would make a great run for it, but they're not going to do it because they've made the decision that the ideological purity is worth it. And
this goes back to what Alan Gottlieb said in the first segment, that they're believing their own hype because they're hearing it in the echo chamber. And we've talked about that, the media being on their side for, my gosh, forever. It's a propaganda wing of the left, and they do. How many times have we mentioned that?
Like the NRA has problems, okay?
And don't even get me started. Not enough time. Yeah.
But But the NRA is supported, or at least during its great years, was supported by millions of NRA members, okay? The gun, anti-gun lobby is basically supported by one guy. Michael Bloomberg is writing. Right. He is stroking massive checks. And in the head of the left seems to believe that this is the equivalent of a popular grassroots right. movement. Oh, well, if we have all this money, maybe we're more popular than the NRA. The NRA, for all of its sins, is still tied to the grassroots because of its funding structure. It can't sway. I mean, it's like you have all these guys paying $35 a year, and it's like, you know.
By the millions. By the millions. Neil, I've got to stop you, brother. We're getting ready to end this hour of Armed American Radio. We're going to have to get up and do it again tomorrow, and we will. And, Neil, you will be back next week. Bloomberg on Drudge Report right now, which I hate going to Drudge anymore. Big shift left over there. But the headline there is Joe Mo, Pete out, Bloomberg to spend $1 billion. Unbelievable. Neil McCabe, thank you, brother. Washington, D.C. analyst. We will talk to you next week. I'm going to try to con you into coming on during the week if you're not too busy. I'm going to get up and do this all over again tomorrow because I can, because they don't want me to. And I'm going to be in the gunbroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Thanks to all of our great sponsors. Thanks to all of our guests today from hour one through hour three. Neil, God bless you. I love you. We'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Just fill your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.